Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. And as we've been doing throughout the boys and girls high school basketball season, spreading our wings beyond the metro and a lot of high-quality basketball going on in the Cedar Valley and surrounding areas. And today we're doing just that. Jessup boys basketball coach Joe Smines, our guest right now. And the Jayhawks, 7-4 overall so far this season, 3-1 in the North Iowa Cedar League East Division. That's good for second place right now. And Coach Smines, first things first, thanks so much for being here. Looking forward to talking Jayhawk basketball.
It's cool. It's good to be on again like I was last year at the end of the season. So good to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. And first things first, let's just start with your last game, Friday night, and what an opponent you had in an 11-1 Wapsie Valley team that's in first place of that East Division of the NICL. You guys almost got the job done in enemy territory. 56-54, you guys come up just short in that game. So I would imagine by now you've gone back, you've looked at the game film, Coach Smines. What were your biggest takeaways from your team coming up, you know, just that close to getting a win against the Warriors?
Yeah, you know, Wapsie and Jessup, that's a long-lasting rivalry. You know, Coach McCowan, I've known for 30-plus years. Him and my dad go way back. He's actually from my hometown. We're from the same hometown, so I've known Marty for a long time. Be able to coach, give him a ton of respect for that program. They have two outstanding players in Harder and Westfall. We felt like we had a great chance to win the ball game. Went over there, and it was a typical Wapsie-Jessup game, packed house. Two really good teams battled each other defensively for about 32 minutes. We had a five-point lead with about 2.5 to go and couldn't quite close the door on them. Just didn't knock enough shots down late in the game to get the job done. But was really proud of our defensive effort. We're not a very big team, and, you know, Harder's 6'8", so we had to battle and scratch and claw to give ourselves a chance, and we thought we had a great chance and just didn't get it done. Westfall for them hit some big shots, and credit to Wapsie, and we'll get a chance at them later in the year again.
You've got 11 teams under your belt with this team, Coach Smines. Have you been able to pinpoint yet, you know, is there any trends in terms of, I know that if we get better, you know, with this, that we'll level up and we'll be that much tougher of an opponent in what's obviously such a tough conference race that you guys are a part of?
Yeah, I mean, we returned two players off of last year's state tournament team, one being Jack Miller, who's an outstanding player for us, and Brevin Dahl, who played a lot of great minutes for us. And other five guys that play for us are relatively new. So we were trying to, you know, early in the year, trying to find our way a little bit, trying to figure out who we are. Then right after Christmas, we actually lost one of our bench players, Landon Vogel, to a broken ankle. So now we're basically playing six guys, and we're trying to work our way through that a little bit. And it's tough when you play such a difficult schedule in the league. But, you know, I would tell you, you know, Jack Miller is an outstanding player, and I think he can play better yet than what he's played so far. And we're trying to get some other guys involved in our offense right now. You know, we've had some guys that have had some really outstanding games offensively, some guys that are still trying to find their way. So, but one thing we've done a good job all the year is playing good, solid defense. Like I said, we're not a very big team, so we got to do a little bit better job of rebounding and hopefully getting the game going up and down a little bit. And then honestly, shooting the ball a little better. We've not shot the ball overly well the last 2 weeks of the season. You know, we had a nice win over Grundy Center to start break. So, you know, we've won some really good basketball games, but we got to shoot the ball a little bit better and probably do a little bit better job rebounding. And then, obviously, you know, still trying to find our way a little bit with some new guys playing.
You've mentioned Jack Miller a couple times. Yep. Your outstanding junior, averaging right around 24 points per game. What does Jack bring to the floor on a nightly basis that makes it so difficult for opponents to contend with him? You know, what goes into maybe what we don't see so he can produce at the level that he has?
Yeah, you know, first of all, he's a, you know, two-year starter. You know, he was instrumental in our run last year. Had a great sub-state final last year, had a great state tournament game. He's a guy that now, last year he kind of played off the ball for us, was kind of a three-man, a wing player. This year he's playing point guard. He's a three-level scorer. He can score from three. He can score in the mid-range game. He can get to the bucket. So he's become extremely hard to guard. And now the trick for us is getting other guys involved as well, along with him still being super aggressive. So, you know, we're messing around with some things to try to get him off the ball a little bit more, to get him involved in other ways rather than bring the ball up the floor. We have the ability to do that. But first thing with Jack, I think Jack would tell you, he's averaging 25, but he can play a lot better yet. And he's one of the most competitive kids I've ever been around, extremely smart, extremely intelligent. You know, he wasn't happy with how he played Friday night versus Lofsy, and he was the first guy in the gym an hour early on Saturday morning getting shots up for an hour. So we're extremely lucky to have him. One, his leadership is so good. Two, he's a great kid. He's going to work his butt off for us. So I know he'll keep getting better, and our team will keep getting better underneath his leadership.
Jessup High School boys basketball coach Joe Smines, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. The Jayhawks, as I mentioned at the top, 7-4 overall, 3-1 in the East Division of the NICL. That's good for second place right now. It's a hotly contested race in that East Division. And, Coach, just kind of getting back to that sample of 11 games so far, you know, what's become this team's blueprint? When you put the film on, or, you know, even when you're watching it in the flesh with your own two eyes, what is this team doing well when it's playing its best brand of basketball?
Yeah, I think it starts on the defensive end for us. You know, like I said, we don't have a single starter over 6'2". Honestly, our post player Brevin Dahl, who guards post players, is 5'9". So we've become kind of a ball pressure switch defense. Have to have a lot of help, a lot of rotations, trapping ball screens, that type of stuff for us to give ourselves a chance. And I think we've hung our hat on that, and we've given ourselves a chance in a lot of games. We had a chance to beat GR playing that way. We beat Grundy Center, who's rated now, doing it that way. Mm-hmm. Had a great chance at Wapsie, obviously. We've kind of hung our hat on that. We also want to play fast on offense. And, you know, we're still working through a little bit of that because, we're so flexible. We have five guys on the floor that can all dribble, pass, and shoot. So, you know, getting those guys into the right positions. But, you know, defense has kind of been our thing this year. Two or three years ago, we were kind of a softer type defense, gap defense. We've changed that philosophy. And this group's done a really good job of that, and hopefully we can keep hanging our hat on that defensively, and hopefully some shots start falling for us here as we go.
Coach, in hearing you talk about your personnel and the fact that you're not a tall team, and how you've schemed, you know, given what you have, it makes me think about how has the shot clock, you know, that being in effect this season. Obviously, that conversation starts on offense, so let's start it there. How has the shot clock impacted the scheme and just any and everything else as it relates to your staff coming at your roster?
Sure. I'm a two-headed answer. As an athletic director, I wasn't quite sure I was for the shot clock. As a coach, I'm 100% for it. I think it's a great thing. I go back to my UNI days when I was at UNI with Greg McDermott as a manager on learning how to practice with a shot clock. So we've implemented some of those things, but quite honestly, for us offensively, it has not come into play a whole lot. I'm not sure we've had, you know, more than a handful of possessions get under 5 in a shot clock setting. You know, we don't play that way. We want to get the ball going up and down. But in practice, we do spend time on, you know, end of shot clock things, run the clock down to end of games, you know, under 10 before we shoot. Some of that stuff you have to work on because, it's all new. It's new for me, too, in a game flow of, you know, when are we still going to go fast and when are we going to slow it down. We're still working through those things. I think defensively, we've done a really good job. I think we've had probably 10 shot clock violations against us, teams that we were guarding. So we know we've done a good job on that end of the floor. But, you know, it's been a little bit of adjustment, I would say, more at the end of game and in quarters than anything. And it's something you got to practice every day. So you got to put in your practice plans and make a conscious effort to work on it. But it's been overall, it's been a really good thing. It's been seamless, I think, for most teams. Has been very few issues. So I think it's a good thing for the state of Iowa for basketball.
Now put your AD hat back on with the, you know, experience here of a third or a half of a season. How does Athletic Director Joe Smines feel about the shot clock to this point?
I think it's been good. We've been lucky here that we have a guy that a retired official that volunteered to do it, and he do it. And we also have a backup. Every place we've gone, I think it's been extremely well run within our league. I haven't been to a place this year where I thought, "Well, that they're having trouble, or that doesn't seem to work very well." It's been excellent, I think. I've heard some other places have had some trouble, but I think we've gotten through all of that probably. Is it perfect? No, but nor is a college game you watch or an NBA game you watch. So overall, you need volunteers at this level to have things operate, and our volunteers have been great across Jessup and across the NICL conference. So very pleased with that so far.
I'm glad you brought up the volunteers. Been making a point of that in all the coaches I've talked to so far this season to make sure that we give credit to those volunteers out there, not just the shot clock operators, but everybody that makes high school basketball happen across this state of ours. Couple more minutes here with Jessup boys basketball coach Joe Smines on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. They've got a game tonight against Sumner Fredericksburg. We'll talk about that matchup with coach here in just a minute. But just circling back to a point you made earlier with you know, injuries on your team. You're playing about six deep right now, Coach.
Yep.
Ryan Trepto, Kale Schissel, Brevin Dahl. They're all averaging about 10 points per game.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of times you'll see teams where you've got, you know, the 1A guy and you've got maybe the number two, kind of the Batman and Robin setup, if you will. But you've got about three Robins that are paying compliment to what Jack Miller's bringing to the floor. I have to imagine that you and your staff have found ways to make it a little tougher on your opponents to game plan against you because of that balanced scoring that those three are bringing on a game-by-game basis.
100%. Kale, I'll start with Kale Schissel. Kale Schissel has shot the ball very well for us this year. He's playing a two-man for us. At one point, he was in the top five in three-pointers made in two-A. Done a nice job for us. Ryan Trepto, kind of a Swiss Army knife, a point guard growing up. Obviously not playing as much point guard this year with Jack, but Ryan can play inside and outside, can bring it up. He had a 20-plus game, so was Kale Schissel. Brevin Dahl has had a 20-plus game for us this year already. Ryan Durham, who our fifth starter, senior, has also had a 15-plus game for us. So I think we've had six guys in double all seven guys have scored in double figures so far for us this year. You know, I'm a believer you gotta have the 1A guy. You know, to be really good, you got to have a 1A, and you also got to have a 1B. And we're still trying to work through that. You're right. We do have about three Robins right now, four Robins. I'd like to see, you know, one of those guys separate and maybe be a 1B for us, and that's what we're trying to get done as we go here. Because when you play really good teams, teams are going to take away your one and two options or one option. So you got to have places to go. We feel like we do. We're just trying to get a little bit more consistent with Kale and Treptow and Dahl and Durham. They've all done a really nice job and have good moments. So we think we have the pieces in place to have a successful season here and make a run at the state tournament like we did last year.
And I would imagine, Coach, it's got to be nice to be back at home tonight because of your four losses, so far they both come in pairs. Before the Wapsie Valley loss, you know, you're at the road at a really good Hudson team and you suffer a loss in enemy territory there. So you're back at home tonight. You've got a Sumner Fredericksburg team that's 3-8, but I would imagine the NICL, not to pay lip service or anything, that you can't overlook any opponent. So just tell us about the scattering report tonight with Sumner Freddy and what it's going to take to be able to get the job done, get a win.
Yeah, Sumner Fred, they play a brand of basketball that has given us some troubles over the years. They've actually won two out of three since break. They beat Owyan, they've beat Columbus, and they played GR pretty close actually for three quarters. So they're playing a little better basketball. They're kind of a, you know, they got 7-8 guys that all play for them, and you know they have no one averaging double figures, but they got guys that are capable. They play kind of a physical style basketball. They're going to get up India. They're going to mix up their defenses, a little matchup zone, some physical man. So it's a game that we've struggled with over the years, you know, to really separate ourselves. The first time we beat them by 30 at third place, but that game was much closer than that. So we know last time they came here last year, we had to go to overtime to beat them. So our guys are dialed in and focused on what we got to get done tonight and try to get the game going up and down, not get into a half-court game like Sumner Fred wants it, and then hopefully knock some shots down and you know, get the game going up and down for us. So, but Mike Quigley does a nice job over there getting his kids to play really hard and play good defensive basketball. I think the shot clock has probably helped them defensively because they do a good job of making you work for a full shot clock normally. So, you know, we'll have to be ready to go tonight and play a physical style of basketball, but also get the game going up and down just as style.
Coach, as always, thanks so much for your time. A real pleasure, as always, to learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the way, and we'll try to catch up with you before this season gets away from us, all right?
Thanks, Cole. I appreciate it, as always.